David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash join campaign to blacklist Joe Rogan. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 2, 2022. Singers David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash released a joint statement on Wednesday joining their Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young member Neil Young in the blacklisting campaign of famed podcaster Joe Rogan. The trio called on Spotify to take real action regarding Rogan's podcast, adding that they do not want their music on the dangerous platform. We support Neil and we agree with him that there is dangerous disinformation being aired on Spotify's Joe Rogan podcast, they said in a joint statement posted to Crosby's Twitter account. The trio went on to claim that they always value alternate points of view, but justified their apparent call for censorship of Rogan's content by claiming that people being able to listen to his podcast will have deadly consequences. While we always alternate points of view, knowingly spreading disinformation during this global pandemic has deadly consequences, they said. Until real action is taken to show that a concern for humanity must be balanced with commerce, we don't want our music, or the music we made together, to be on the same platform. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Young are not alone in their attempts to censor Rogan's podcast. Singer Joni Mitchell also recently announced that she is seeking to remove all of her music from Spotify in solidarity with Young. The podcast has been accused of spreading dangerous misinformation, specifically about two episodes, Rogan explained over the weekend. One with Dr. Peter McCullough, and one with Dr. Robert Malone. Dr. Peter McCullough is a cardiologist, and he is the most published physician in his field, in history. Dr. Robert Malone owns 9 patents on the creation of mRNA vaccine technology, and is at least partially responsible for the creation of the technology that led to mRNA vaccines, Rogan explained of the two men's credentials. Both these people are very highly credentialed, very intelligent, very accomplished people, and they have an opinion that's different from the mainstream narrative. I wanted to hear what their opinion is. Watch below. Rogan went on to explain that the episodes featuring McCullough and Malone were labeled as having dangerous misinformation in them. In an attempt to quell the concerns of those calling for his ouster, Rogan suggested that he host experts with the same opinions as the mainstream narrative right after hosting the controversial guests, as well as adding a content advisory to his episodes. One of the things that Spotify wants to do, that I agree with, is at the beginning of these controversial podcasts, specifically ones about COVID, is to put a disclaimer and say that you should speak with your physician, and that these people and the opinions that they express are contrary to the opinions of the consensus of experts, he said. I think if there's anything that I've done that I can do better is have more experts with differing opinions right after I have the controversial ones, Rogan added. I would most certainly be open to doing that. But the cancel campaign doesn't seem interested in hearing from a variety of guests with different viewpoints, as it is still baying for Rogan's head after he agreed to the content advisory warning label, and more balance on his show. Musicians Nils Lofgren and India Arie have also come out against Spotify, following in the path of Young, who has launched what has become a media-fueled effort to censor and deplatform Rogan. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.